This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the big picture things to talk about with this bill in the next 10 or so years in this economy is what it's going to mean for economic mobility, how people move up or sometimes down the economic ladder, specifically people at the lower end. Dorothy Brown is a professor of law at Emory University, where she studies tax policy and race in this economy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me get your sense, first of all, ma'am, of your gut take on this tax bill.
Well, it's a giveaway to high-income taxpayers. When you have the corporate tax cut as the centerpiece of legislation, we know that that's going to be received disproportionately by the shareholders who are upper-income Americans.
And they are also, and the reason we're talking to you, mostly white Americans, right?
Absolutely. So this tax bill is going to increase our black-white wealth gap.
Explain that a little bit for me. Tell me more about how that's going to be manifested in this tax bill.
So if you have tax breaks that are going to taxpayers who are disproportionately higher income and wealthier, they're going to wind up keeping money in their pockets, whereas black taxpayers who don't also get the same benefits are going to wind up paying more taxes, or certainly not getting the tax cut and being able to save to the extent that white taxpayers are.
And this is a continuation of tax policy in this country for decades, going on a century, I'm sure now.
Absolutely.
Of the compounding of white wealth at the cost of minority and folks of color wealth, right?
That's absolutely right. And the tax code has been part of the problem, but it's been one that has not been paid too much attention to. Of course, it's something I spend a lot of my time
mm-hmm.
doing, but
yeah,
I'm one of the few.
Is
it not the only?
I was going to ask you your sense of whether or not people who are making this law understand the racial and minority implications of it. But my guess is your answer would be no, they don't.
I don't. Either they don't know or they just don't care. Because let's be clear, when you center a corporate tax cut, you do not think you're helping black Americans by doing that, right? It just doesn't make sense. So you know who shareholders are. You know who you're benefiting. Maybe you could say race is invisible, but it's really not a secret.
Well, the response will be, if I could put words in Republicans' mouth,
sure.
They will say, listen, we're just doing this by income bracket and by, you know, the folks who are generating the economic growth in this country, corporate America.
Except the progressive tax system is designed to hit those at the highest income levels the hardest. That's by design of what the progressive tax system is supposed to do. This tax bill turns that on its head.
They will also say, if I might continue speaking for the Republican Party here,
sure.
It's all going to trickle down. Professor Brown, don't worry about it.
It is not, because corporations are not hurting for money at this point, or I should say different industries, right? Retail may be hurting, but Apple, GE, they're not hurting. We have lots of corporations that have over $1 trillion in reserves. Additional tax cuts aren't going to make them hire workers. Demand is going to make them hire workers. And until you have higher consumer demand, which you could do if you generated tax cuts for the middle class, significant tax cuts for the middle class, which is not what this bill did, that's just a pipe dream.
Let me turn the page for a second, as Speaker Ryan has done, to what he wants to get done in the next year now that taxes are done. Speaker Ryan has talked about Medicaid and Medicare reform, Social Security reform, and getting rid of the debt burden that this tax bill imposes on the country.
They just created by enacting this tax bill.
So what is when you hear him say Medicaid and Medicare reform, what does that translate into in your ears?
It translates into some of the most vulnerable Americans are going to be disadvantaged by this Republican tax bill. This has always been part one. Part one was the tax cut so that they can say, oh, look at this awful deficit, by the way, that the Republicans just created with this tax bill. We have to cut our spending. And it's going to be the most vulnerable among us that are going to bear the brunt of that.
Let me, for the third time in this interview, let me speak for the Republican Party and Speaker Ryan. If he
yes.
were here, he would say, listen, Professor Brown, we want to give states the ability to control the money. We're going to give them block grants to take care of Medicare and Medicaid, and we're going to let the states figure it out. What can be wrong with that?
What can be wrong with that is states are under significant financial distress from other federal government cutbacks. So states do a lot, but they have limited ability to raise taxes. They can't, you know, go into session and hike taxes the way the Republicans just did. So by putting another burden on states, you're going to see those without voices being disadvantaged.
I will tell you, just since I spoke for him, we have invited Speaker Ryan on Marketplace. I can't even tell you how many times. So we're here when he is. Dorothy Brown, professor of law at Emory University. Ma'am, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.